Blackstone Audio presents Invisible Monsters by Chuck Palahniuk. For Jeff, who said, "This is how to steal drugs." And Ina, who said, "This is lip liner." And Janet, who said, "This is silk georgette." And my editor, Patricia, who kept saying, "This is not good enough." Chapter 1. Where you're supposed to be is some big West Hills wedding reception in a big manor house with flower arrangements and stuffed mushrooms all over the house. This is called scene setting, where everybody is, who's alive, who's dead. This is Evie Cottrell's big wedding reception moment. Evie is standing halfway down the big staircase in the manor house foyer, naked inside what's left of her wedding dress, still holding her rifle. Me, I'm standing at the bottom of the stairs, but only in a physical way. My mind is I don't know where. Nobody's all the way dead yet, but let's just say the clock is ticking. Not that anybody in this big drama is a real alive person, either. You can trace everything about Evie Cottrell's look back to some television commercial for an organic shampoo. Except right now, Evie's wedding dress is burned down to just the hoop skirt wires orbiting her hips, and just the little wire skeletons of all the silk flowers that were in her hair. And Evie's blonde hair, her big teased-up, back-combed rainbow in every shade of blonde blown up with hairspray, well, Evie's hair is burned off, too. The only other character here is Brandy Alexander, who's laid out, shotgunned, at the bottom of the staircase, bleeding to death. What I tell myself is the gush of red pumping out of Brandy's bullet hole is less like blood than it's some socio-political tool. The thing about being cloned from all...